Well, in one way, I mean, I could hazard a guess and say it almost tells us the result of the general election. Barring a big shock, I think the consensus is now settling that the Tory party has an overall lead in the share of the vote of about 10 points. In our poll today, it's 11 points. A few other polls recently have been 9 points, roughly around 10. Labour, just below or just above 30. So in our poll today, they're on 29, a bit disappointing for them. The Tories, around 40. And today's poll in the ICM, we've got them on 40% for, I think it's the fourth ICM poll in a row. So in one way, it tells us politics is quite static. And the Lib Dems are creeping up a bit. They're on 21, which is good for them. Maybe the Iraq, all that Chilcot inquiry is helping them. Maybe just another bit of variation in polling. But the gaps are clear there. What it, of course, doesn't really tell us is that what that will mean in terms of seats, or indeed whether there's an issue out there that might swing the election that we haven't yet worked out what it is.
Now, we heard David Cameron and Gordon Brown setting out their stalls on The Economy yesterday. Brown said he's confident that we will see the UK emerging from recession in the next, as the next quarter's results are announced. If that does prove to be the case, do you think that that will enhance the government's credibility on the economy? And will that have an effect on future polls?
Well, Labour's obviously putting hope in economic recovery as a driver of Labour support. And I guess this poll suggests so far there isn't much sign of that. And we did ask one question. Do you think, given there's announcements about economic recovery this week, do you think Gordon Brown's leadership made it better or worse? You know, was he the guy who got us through the tough times? And a bit disappointingly for him, most voters think he made it worse. There are plenty of people out there, including Labour supporters, who think he did a good job. Tories tend to think he did a bad job. But there isn't massive public gratitude for his economic leadership. And maybe if Britain comes out of recession, rather than returning to Labour, people will say, thank God that's over. Let's look to the future. We can elect a Tory government without worrying too much.
What about voters' views on class? Because this is one issue that does keep sort of rearing its head as we look at the sort of possibility of Etonians taking over the government once again.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite hard to measure class, of course. If you ask people what class they're in, they might not have an answer at all. They might answer in a way that doesn't really relate to their economics. So most people in Britain, if you ask them, as we did in the poll today, say they're working class. Probably if you looked at Britain, you'd say most people in Britain today actually are middle class in income. But they see themselves as working class, middle class next. Nobody thinks they're upper class. And perhaps a bit of danger for the Tories, a third of voters do think the Tories are the party of the upper classes, which is a bit of a tough tag that might harm them, since nobody actually is upper class. On the other hand, there's a danger for Labour in that too, in that people see Labour as the party of the working classes. About 30% think that. Well, obviously lots of people are working class, so perhaps they'll identify with Labour. But anybody aspirational might see Labour as the party of kind of decline and of not of wealth and ambition. And so Gordon Brown last week gave a speech saying the party's the party of the middle class. Everyone's fighting over class. He says, I can do working class, upper class and middle class. Well, that doesn't seem to come down too well. People overall think the Tory party is the party that represents either the middle classes or everybody more than Labour does. So it's very tangled, but maybe a bit of separation. Tories is the party of the rich, Labour is the party of the poor, and the voters are a bit confused in the middle.